This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm gonna give it to them. Tell your men they work for me now. This is my city.
They won't work for a freak.
Why don't we cut you up into little pieces and feed you to your pooches? Hmm? And then we'll see how loyal a hungry dog really is. It's not about money. It's about sending a message.
Welcome to Worcester. $1.25, please.
Hey, how you doing, Tollbooth Willie?
Good. Thanks for asking, pal.
Oh, that's great. You know, considering you're a fucking idiot.
Go fuck yourself, you son of a bitch! I'll come right out of the booth and fucking whack you, you fucking prick!
Hey, Willie, how's it going?
Hey, can't complain, pal. How's by you?
Oh, great, great. How much?
The state charges $1.25, pal.
That's fine. Now, should I give you the money, or should I shove the quarters directly up your fat ass?
Why, you fucking hat on! I'll fucking count and fist your fucking head with a Louisville fucking slugger! What do you think of that, ass fuck?
Hi, Willie.
Oh, nice to see you, ma'am. Not a bad day, huh?
Well, I'm a little lost. Could you help me out? I hear you're the best with directions.
Well, I know my way around New England, I can tell you that much. So where are you headed?
Well, I was just wondering exactly which is the best way to drive up your ass. You know, if you'd tell me, I'd appreciate it, you fucking prick.
You fucking bitch! Fuck you! You forgot to pay the fucking toll, you dirty whore! I'll fucking drop you with a boot to the fucking skull, you cum-guzzling queen!
Hey, Willie.
Hey, how are ya?
Is it $1.25 and go fuck yourself.
Die, you fucking prick! I hope you choke on a fucking bottle cap, you fucking son of a fuck! Eat shit! Eat my shit!
Hello, Willie. Good to see you.
Ah, Bishop Nelson. Nice to see ya. That was quite a sermon you had the other day.
Hey, well, I do my best.
$1.25, Bishop.
$1.25, Willie? Isn't that the same price your mother charges for a blowjob, you piece of dog shit?
Oh, have another one, you fucking lush! It's not my fault the bartender cut you off last night, you fucking douchebag!
Hey!
Well, hey!
Yeah, do you want the money, or should I just shove the quarters directly up your fat ass?
Well, I already heard that one, you fucking unoriginal bastard! Go suck a cock, you piece of fucking repeating shit!
Hi.
Oh, hi, how are ya?
Fine, thank you. How much is the toll, please?
For you, sweetheart, it's $1.25.
Here you go. Thank you.
Hey, hey, honey! Would you like a receipt with that?
Oh, I almost forgot. Thank you so much.
And here you are.
Do you think you could sign it?
Sign it?
Yeah, sign Tollbooth Willie was here.
Okay, sure. By the way, what is this for?
Just so I could have proof from my friends that I met the biggest fucking dipshit with the smallest dick alive. You understand?
Fuck you, you fucking uppity bitch! I'll fucking fuck you and all your lesbian fish-eating friends in front of your fucking mothers! You're gonna die, bitch! I'm coming out of the booth! Oh, my fucking leg!
Hey, you ran over Tollbooth Willie.
Oh, my God. I was always wondering what it would be like to run over a dried-up, stinky dick licker.
Oh, you fucking pricks. I fucking hear every fucking word you're saying. When this fucking leg heals, I'm gonna kick you guys new fucking assholes.
Fuck you, you motherfuckers!
I swear, when this fucking heals, I'll see you at the hospital! Come to the hospital, man, you
I'm gonna start again. You here to fight me?
Mr. Harrod, I'm just a gentleman adventurer, moseying into town for the challenge of a gunfight.
I thought Ace Hanlon was the hired gun. I was so sure of it. But he was just a buffoon. You're not. My name's Clay Cantrell, and I'm a shootist. I've killed 17 men. Killing is purely a business proposition for me. Doesn't give me any pleasure. My employer's confidential. Now, do we have business together today? As soon as the rain stops, I'm gonna make an example of you.
Now apologize!
What, me to you? Apologize.
All right, I apologize.
You're really sorry?
I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly.
You take it back?
I do. I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice. And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Exactly why did you disobey this court's order? Didn't I make it clear to you that you were not to leave the state of California?
Your Honor, we had an honest misunderstanding.
No, counselor, he's right. Some rules are made to help us, not hurt us. And I do apologize, Your Honor, and I want to fess up and reveal my source.
Now tell me, who was the source of this videotape?
The samurai.
Excuse me?
The samurai gave me the tape.
And who is this man and where is he?
Well, unfortunately, he had a critical groin injury on the way to give me the tape, and he's undergoing acupuncture treatment in Beijing, China.
What is this? What
you... Okay, Alan.
Mr. Flint, this court fears that you're seriously mentally ill.
Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
Cut it out.
Hey, shut up, Alan.
Shut up. I'm not kidding.
No, you shut up.
Mr. Flint, you listen to your lawyer. You let him do the talking.
No, I know the rules, okay? Now, you're fired. I'm representing my...
Because I'm so tired of you, you're fired.
You can't fucking fire
Sir,
me. You're
we
fired.
Will not have that cursing in this courtroom.
What?
Larry Flint.
How about spitting?
Marshal, put a gag on that man. All right, sit down,
you
sir.
You bastard! Get
sit
hell
down,
you.
Lady. Lady, be seated there in the back.
Oh, shut up,
everybody
man.
Down in this courtroom.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Flint. Are you willing to calm down now, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I take that gag off of you, are you going to show me and my courtroom staff the courtesy and respect that we deserve?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Marshal.
Fuck you, son of a bitch!
Settle down. I've had enough of this. Larry Flint, you leave me no choice but to sentence you to 9 months.
9 months? Is that all you got?
3 more months, then. Fine.
Fuck you, Your Honor!
You want more?
Larry, stop it.
Sit down, lady. Larry Flint, you are hereby sentenced to 15 months in a federal psychiatric prison.
Hey, don't look at me. You ask for bail, counselor.
Can I post bail, Your Honor?
No. Now get him out of my courtroom.
Fucking
yes, you can sell all those foul words behind 4 padded walls.
The idling jets could be replaced with smaller jets that would compensate. With a tack, it just watches RPMs so it didn't overrev. Usually just backing off on the gas pedal causes it to upshift if the automatic linkage doesn't do it.
What are you grease monkeys up to?
Bob's got a bent choke shaft. How much does this involve, away?
Weighs about 1,000 pounds.
All right, 1,000 pounds, traveling at 80 miles per hour, built up a force of...
That's 1,000 pounds with passengers in it and a full tank of gas.
For a fact, okay.
How many passengers?
12.
6 in the front, 6 in the back.
No, that's 11 in the back, and the driver's sitting alone up front. The extra weight in the rear wheels is to keep the car from fishtailing.
What are we talking about, 12 50-pound passengers?
Kid's soccer team.
Now, is that metal or plastic cleats?
Metal cleats for safety.
Okay, my computations are complete. You are just hackle tweak, but you are bug bite squared.
What kind of bug?
About to get fucked up, bitch beetle.
Hey, come on, right. Cool it, you guys.
Oh, step back,
freckin' frack. Ernie's on the attack.
What is this?
Come on.
I'm desperately afraid.
I'm gonna knock your nads up into your nostrils for talking to your betters that way.
All right, I'm a technician. You're an interloper. You are constitutionally incapable of not shutting the fuck up.
Bring it!
Shut the fuck up!
No, proctology boy, I'm coming after you.
Shut it! Hey! I have the perfect tool for this job.
I was only kidding.
Fuck! What if he goes in there and he gets his gun and his silencer? I'm leaving. This place has become unsafe.
No, hey, Freck, no, come on. You're a bro, man. Stick around. What's the hammer for, Barris?
No, I just saw it inside, and I just thought, I'd bring it along with me.
Ah! Same with this.
You ready?
Huh? Yeah, what do you want? Come on, hammer.
Barris. Shut up!
Make a move.
Don't like it. Ah.
Okay, if you guys are gonna kill each other, I'm splitting. It's getting very fucked up over here.
Hey, Freck. The most dangerous kind of person is the one who's afraid of his own shadow.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'll tell you what it means, Freckles. It means that if you take too much of that stuff, you not only start seeing and feeling buggy bugs all over you, but you start talking like,
and no one can understand you?
What'd you say, Barris? I didn't understand.
See, you guys are fucked up. No, it is Yugugugoo that are fucked up.
Hey, good, wreck yourself.
We'll take the car, you'll kill yourselves. Yugugugoo.
Thank you.
That's what's going through Savage's mind right now. He's just glad he's got Flair in it so he can pound on. But you watch, Flair's not through yet. That mind is working. Oh!
Oh, no. The referee down a running clothesline. A running clothesline. And now the Macho Man, Randy Savage, takes advantage of it. Savage.
And I don't know if the referee is still down or what. He was leveled. And they still have to, look at this.
Well, he's down, but so is Flair on the concrete.
I don't like this. I don't like the look of this.
No, but look at this. Look at this.
He's going to squash him like a grape.
Hogan. Get him out of there. Hogan with a chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Did you hear that, Bischoff?
Hogan.
Used to be the best friend of Randy Macho Man.
The referee is down.
Nick Patrick is in the ring.
Nick Patrick in the ring calling for assistance. The Macho Man leveled with a metal chair gets tossed into the ring. And now is when we need security.
And look at Hogan. And Hogan did not touch Flair.
Flair hasn't seen him.
But Hogan did not lay a hand on Ric Flair. And they've been leveling everybody with ball bats.
Wait a minute. This stinks. Hogan did not touch.
Ric Flair
comes out and pummels the Macho Man, Randy Savage, nails him in the forehead with a chair, and just nonchalantly walks out of the ring. What? Flair is the dirtiest player in the game.
Well, you know, a couple weeks
fourth
ago.
Fourth guy, fifth guy, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Let's see. A couple weeks ago, the Outsiders, they leveled everybody. They didn't care. They went from an Arn Anderson to a Benoit to a Marcus Alexander Bagwell. But he never laid a hand or made a move towards Ric Flair. This does not... take a look for yourself.
Look at this.
Flair levels Randy Anderson with that clothesline. Anderson is out like a light. Here comes Hulk Hogan up from behind. It's batter up right into the lung area. Savage is back. Right over the top of his head, puts a dent into the chair. Ric Flair laying flat there on the floor, was never touched by Hogan. Flair gets into the ring, covers the Macho Man. Nick Patrick goes for the count, feet on the ropes, woman holding on. 1, 2, 3. What is going on here?
It's been said time and time again. And you know.
Who's your little friend?
This is Ben. He's an old Joe that lived around here for a long time. And I do mean a long damn time. Old Ben here took care of my daddy and my daddy's daddy till he up and keeled over one day. Old Ben took care of me. Growing up the son of a huge plantation owner in Mississippi puts a white man in contact with a whole lot of black faces. I spent my whole life here, right here in Candyland, surrounded by black faces. I seen them every day, day in, day out. I only had one question. Why don't they kill us? Now, right out there on that porch, 3 times a week for 50 years, old Ben here would shave my daddy with a straight razor. Now, if I was old Ben, I would have cut my daddy's goddamn throat, and it wouldn't have taken me no 50 years to do it neither. But he never did. Why not? You see, the science of phrenology is crucial to understanding the separation of our two species. In the skull of the African here, The area associated with submissiveness is larger than any human or any other subhuman species on planet Earth. If you examine this piece of skull here, you'll notice three distinct dimples. Here, here, and here. Now, if I was holding the skull of an Isaac Newton or Galileo, these three dimples would be found in the area of the skull most associated with creativity. But this is the skull of old Ben. And in the skull of old Ben, unburdened by genius, these three dimples exist in the area of the skull most associated with civility. Now, bright boy, I will admit you are pretty clever. But if I took this hammer here and I bashed in your skull with it, you would have the same three dimples in the same place as old Ben.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who couldn't make me be true. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Make me be blue and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Cause nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still now, and it had to be you. It just had to be you. It had to be you.
Remaining in the triple cage this Sunday at Western Union Slamboree with what's left of DDP and Jeff Jarrett. Don't forget, still tonight, Hulk Hogan and Mike Awesome will continue their battle out here in the ring.
Let's set the table. What's happened already? Diamond Dallas Page receiving medical attention. I don't know if he's been taken off to a local hospital here in Birmingham, or he still may be in the back of the building receiving medical attention. Chronic and the total package have been taken to the Jefferson County Jail. Compliments of Vince Russo. We have seen Hulk Hogan waylaid, manhandled, but still come back for more, and more is what he's going to get later on with Mike Awesome. Dressing room.
Wonder what Courtney's thinking.
Yeah, I would echo those sentiments from Eric Bischoff. She's watching on the set up in Vancouver of 3,000 miles to Graceland in your movie, and you gotta wonder what's going through her mind because her husband's in the grasp of one of the most feared men in any form of sports entertainment, Tank Abbott.
Come on, champ, get up! Come on, champ!
He's playing with him, is what he's doing.
Come on, champ, you're the best in sports entertainment! Get up!
He never claimed that.
He's not quitting!
But he's got a whole bucket full of intestinal fortitude, guts.
He didn't want to be here, Tony.
He tried, the spirit didn't work, and we're looking out live. What do we got? It's DDP driving the rescue squad.
Well, there's your answer, Diamond Dallas Page.
In the nick of time, Page, whatever's left, holding his head, wobbly. I'm sure he's going to try to make it. He's got through to this ring because David Arquette's life's in the balance right now.
David Arquette tried to give the title back. Eric Bischoff and Vince Russo would not let him. He doesn't want to be in the ring. He thought maybe Diamond Dallas Page could run interference for him earlier. It didn't work, but it may work right now. Here comes the King of Vada Vink.
Tank Abbott, the last time he saw Page was going to the hospital. When he heard the music, he turned around and he said, okay, whatever left, come on down here.
That's right. Page is half a man. That's why he couldn't hold on to his wife. He just got out of the hospital, and now Tank's going
to
finish him off.
Get to him now. Do not let him.
Yeah, he's got
it. This is over.
Yes!
Now.
Yes! Diamond cutter from behind.
Page came through the crowd. Tank Abbott never saw it coming.
He came from behind. He put Arquette on top of Tank Abbott.
That's the carcass of David Arquette on the carcass of Tank Abbott. But Eric Bischoff has sent Jeff Jarrett out to try to put a stop to this. The ref's in.
And he did it.
He pinned Tank Abbott.
David Arquette has won again, Mark Madden. The world champion is undefeated.
You know what? In a way, I'm glad, because now he has to go to Slamboree. Now he has to get that triple tier steel. He gets finished on 6 days from now. I will be counting the days, the minutes, the second. Arquette's a lifeless heap now. And Slamboree, the chosen one, finishes the job.
He sent Jeff Jarrett out there. Eric Bischoff is in carriage. Arquette off.
Where the hell did it go?
Hang on! Wait a second!
Very beautiful.
Thank you. What is that?
Hmm?
On your ear.
Ear?
No, your left ear. Is that? Is that a hair gel?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I could use
that. No, don't, you don't have to. You don't.
I just ran out. How are we doing over here?
Okay.
A little more wine?
Sure.
So when you say, killer, you mean...
He's a murderer. Yeah.
Like an actual convicted murderer?
He killed people. I know. It's crazy.
The day is gone, and I'm just drifting on. Same old song comes to haunt me till she comes. 5 o'clock, angel whispers like a reverie. 5 o'clock, angel sings her secret song to me, to some secret part of me. The world goes blue, and I don't know what to do. I think of you, how you always get me through. My 5 o'clock angel whispers like a reverie. 5 o'clock angel sings a secret song to me, to some secret part of. Secret song to me, to some secret part of me.
All right. Goodbye. Yes?
Mrs. Byerson?
Who?
Mrs. Hale. Help me.
What?
Telephone man.
My telephone's okay. Who is this?
Are you double parked? I think you're blocking me, man.
I don't own a car. Come on, who is this?
Candy Graham.
A Candy Graham? Oh, boy. Oh, no!
Oh, my God! You can't tell me that this woman was killed by slipping on a bar of soap!
What is it, Matt?
Land shark. Still the cleverest species of them all.
That's the third time he's hit that building. We'd better get over there.
Still on the loose. He disguises his voice and attacks single women usually. It is still advised that the best method to ward off the land shark in case of attack is to hit it hard on the nose with a blunt instrument. Oceanographers at the...
Yes?
Patricia, it's Sheriff Brady and Matt Cooper. We've got to talk to you. It's urgent.
Okay, just a sec. Come right in.
That's all right. Listen, Patricia. Patricia. This shark thing, it's coming to a head now. He's smart. He's very smart. But he's killed three separate women in the same building. Now, that's where we've got him. Okay? Now, stay in your apartment and don't leave no matter what. Don't answer that door for any reason. Unless you know it's me or Sheriff Brady. Is that clear?
I think so, yes.
You got it? Okay. Now, there's a special knock that only me or Sheriff Brady will know, okay? But don't answer that door unless you hear that knock. It goes like this. You got it?
Yeah.
That's it. Okay? Okay, let's go, Brady. We've got to alert the others. Come on. Thanks, Patricia. Bye. Let's go.
What is it now?
I left my goggles there, Patricia.
Oh, okay. Come on. Oh, no!
Which one is Patricia?
Well, this is no time for levity, Brady. Look, we gotta think of something, and think of something very fast. Okay, I got it. I got an idea. Okay, I'll be right back.
This has got to stop. We've got to do something. I know, that's it. I can get some people. We'll post deputies at the entrances and exits of all the buildings. I'm glad you're back. I know just how to handle this. What we're going to do is we're going to get some people together.
Get a posse.
Get a posse, that's right.
Surround the area.
Surround the area, right. That's good. Surround the area.
Walkie-talkies.
Good. Walkie-talkies.
Maybe carry some harpoons.
That's a stupid idea.
I have suggested in the past that there are ways to escape injury, even from the deadliest of the ocean sharks, the great white. One method commonly spoken of by experts in this area...
is to graciously invite the... fish into your living room and offer him a soda pop and maybe some Oreos and cookies. Just make him feel at home. And that's the news. Stay tuned for something else. Wait, stay tuned for music.
Who is it?
Land shark.
Oh, land shark. Come on in and have a root beer. We got Oreos and...
Hello, Mrs. Brady. Yeah, this is Matt. Right. Look, I don't know how to tell you this, but, well, your husband's been eaten by a shark. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you all about it later. I'll be right over.
Yes. Yes.
That's me, Sue.
it's really you.
Because I don't sound like a shark, do I? Come on, it's me, Matt.
Oh, Matt, I'm glad to see you. I feel so bad that he had to go this way. Yeah. Even though you are so attractive to me, you hunk.
Listen, Sue, there's no time for that now. Listen, I don't know how we can stop this thing. He's just too clever. He's too smart.
John, Lily, cut it.
What?
Cut it, please. I'm sorry. We're running very long. I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut the sketch short. I'm afraid it's, scene's getting a little slow and...
Oh, come on.
Can't we just finish the scene?
No, I'm really sorry, John. It's just, you know...
Well, look, I mean, the scene's almost over.
Well,
Give us a break.
Lily, we're running too long. Why don't you just say a line or something and exit through that apartment door there on your right, okay?
That's great, great. Just when I'm about ready to catch the shark,
hurry up, okay?
We gotta cut the scene. Great.
Forget about catching the shark. I mean, I can understand them doing this to you, but I'm the host.
I turned down a job in Cuckoo's Nest for this.
Sunday paper, Miss Gibson. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't realize. I'll come back with it later. No problem there. If you can join your stay here, the Atlanta house. I'll just bring us back around lunchtime. We bring the lunch up as usual, Miss Gibson. And you've seen the Starlight Room, I know.
Yes, I've seen it, yes.
Sure you can get him in there. We'll... won't be any problem right now. We'll be getting out of here, right out of your way here. And I hope you'll be coming back to the hotel. Sorry, thank you. No problem at all. Sorry. Real estate section here.
Like a child, young and full of life. Seems 100 years ago. You saw everything, so much more tragedy than good. You even watched the world grow. Even when your world was shaken, even when your breath was taken, even when your blue eyes turned to gray, small town debutantes or queens, every woman has a name. Cocktail waitresses with dreams, every woman has a name. And every girl whose love survives a broken heart to stay alive. You signed your picture in the frame, every woman has a name. Some were perfect, but most of them were pain. Seems 100 years ago. It took you to the highest hill, left you standing, frozen in the rain. But still you feel the afterglow. Shaken, even when your breath was taken. crying on the phone. Every woman has a name. Sacred sisters all alone. Every woman has a name. And even on the coldest day, when the kids are gone, moved away, it's lonely now. There's no one there to hold your hand and play. See it written on the grave.